everyone. This is Ingrid with my Southwest Florida Gente, the bilingual podcast that features the stories of the people who live, work, and visit Southwest Florida. This sound? If you don't, you don't know what you're missing. That's the sound of the Thermomix. The TM6 replaces over 20 appliances in one sleek, compact unit that packs enormous power, versatility, and innovation so you can chop, beat, blend, whip, weight, milk, knead, and mince, and more at the touch of a button. If you're interested in learning more or would like to be invited to a free online cooking demonstration, also known as cooking experience, please reach out to Ingrid Arguelles, your Southwest Florida Thermomix consultant. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Ingrid.A.SWFL Cooking, where you will also find my latest dishes and recipes made with a Thermomix. We talk with Fabiana Solano. She is a recent graduate from FGCU and is currently pursuing her master's in public administration with a concentration in environmental policy and planning at FGCU. Fabiana is originally from Venezuela and has lived most of her life in the United States in the East Coast of Florida. She came to Southwest Florida to attend FGCU, where she completed her bachelor's in 3 years in communication and marketing. Fabiana told us about her current role as a planning intern in the city of Punta Gorda in the Urban Design Department, where she's working in the Parks and Recreation Master Plan 2020. She also shared with us how being healthy and going to the gym is a very important part of her life, and that she got her sporty personality from her mom, who used to be a gymnast when she was younger in Venezuela. She also shared with us her transition from social media and her concerns about what she posts and the labels connected with the post about her. She explained that on one hand, she wants to share on social media how her body is developing through fitness, but also is concerned about judgment from others regarding her posts and assumptions that they can make about her. At the end of the episode, Fabiana shared with us her growth and positive outlook on life after having experienced sexual assault. She also shared a few tips about what to do if you feel uncomfortable in being a place like a gym. Please feel free to skip the last part of the episode if that section might trigger you. The purpose of this podcast is to spread positivity while sharing the experiences of the people who live, work, and visit Southwest Florida. I hope you enjoy this episode. About you.
Okay, so my name is Fabiana. People call me Fab or Fabi, and I am Venezuelan. I was born in Venezuela and I came here at the age of 7. My pronouns, I guess, would be she, her. I see myself as female and like for people to call me a female. I have one pet, which is a hamster named Pumpkin, and I am in a relationship. Yeah, I have a boyfriend. It's a fairly new relationship and no children.
Tell us a little bit about your Southwest Florida experience. For example, how long have you lived in Southwest Florida?
So I've lived in Southwest Florida for, I would say, 4 years since I started going to FGCU, which is Florida Gulf Coast University. I graduated in 3 years with my bachelor's in communications and marketing, and I'm now doing my master's in public administration with a concentration in environmental policy and planning.
Excellent. What do you like the most about Southwest Florida?
How calm it is. It's not crazy. I'm originally from Fort Lauderdale, and I'm pretty near to Miami, so I know how crazy and hectic it is over there, and I appreciate the change.
Could you describe a little bit more about what do you feel like is like the calmness of Southwest Florida?
Well, the difference is, I mean, it's not as crazy, it's not as loud, and the traffic isn't that bad. I would say I don't know, it's just calmer, it's smaller, and it's not a big city like Fort Lauderdale or Miami, but we're getting there, I feel.
What do you do for work?
I'm currently a planning intern at the City of Punta Gorda Urban Design Department. I love government, so that's what I want to go into.
So that's where you are applying your communication skills that you graduated
from? Sort of. I'm actually applying more of my master's, the public administration. I thought I wanted to go into PR, but because of PR, I got to go to a conference for free in Austin, Texas, and I got a tour of Austin City Hall, and I fell in love with government, so I decided to go that route.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what you do in your current job?
Yeah, so right now I'm actually working on the Parks and Rec Master Plan 2020. Parks and Rec plans have to be updated every 10 years, but because the city is currently working on a big master plan for the comprehensive plan, lots of plans, it got pushed back a year. So my first big project is working on the Parks and Rec and updating it, as well as coming up with a parking policy for a specific historic district area where parking seems to be an issue.
Could you tell us which area is the one that you're working on that you described that there is an issue with parking?
Just the issue is that parking is free and sometimes people park in front of their homes and people don't know who these people are and they stay there for ages and it's like, well, this is not okay. Like, why are these random people parked outside my home? Stuff like that.
Okay. So it's come from the constituents, that concern, and like you're willing to address those concerns. Okay. What do you do for fun?
For fun? Lately, I go to the gym. I love going to the gym. Health is my biggest thing. Whether people like it or not, health is so important to me, and I like to better my body. Yeah, definitely the gym. Health should be important for everybody. I hate the saying, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'm here for both a good time and a long time. And I think everyone should be here for both. My mom, since a young age, she's really into fitness. She's actually a gymnastics coach. Like, she used to love doing gymnastics when she was younger in Venezuela. So I get that sporty personality from my mom because she loves doing gymnastics. She loves dancing and ballet and just going out for walks. She goes on walks every morning. She calls me and tells me, I'm on my way to walk. And your dad's picking me up all the way on the other side of the city. So that's her thing. And like, even from a young age, my mom would take me to the parks, do sports. I'd play soccer with my dad. My dad used to play soccer when he was younger. And my grandpa was the coach of the soccer team. So it's just in the family. And even with the foods I would eat, like, I didn't grow up drinking soda, like, or having a lot of milk in my little baby thing. She would put guava juices. She went in like different vegetable juices, so I would get used to the taste of it and like it as I grew older. So I think health is so important and everyone should be a part of it. I know every body is different, but just as long as you do one thing, like drink more water or go on a 5-minute walk, stuff like that, just one thing that just helps you live longer.
Are there any like recommendations for gym or like any tips that you want to share in related to health and fitness?
Well, I love going to the gym. I lose time in the gym. I sometimes am there for 2 hours. I don't even notice I've been there for 2 hours. It's a lot of fun. The adrenaline is there. I love pushing myself. But I guess the one thing I would tell people is like, don't push yourself too hard. I've learned over time that I would work my body so hard that I would have to rest so often because I felt like I wasn't doing anything. But I realized that I was resting so much that I was, instead of going to the gym 5 to 6 days a week, I was only going 3 to 4. And that's not productive for me. I would do my set. I would work to a certain point so that I was sore, but I was still able to go to the gym tomorrow. Okay. So that's something I suggest.
Excellent advice. What does your typical or ideal after work looks like?
So I go to the gym after work. I'm there for about an hour, 2 hours. And then, because I work from 8 to 8:30, sometimes 8 to 4:30, and work is about an hour away. So I have to drive all the way down here now, but it's raining. It takes longer. But yeah, I go to the gym. And then I come home or I go out and get Chipotle or Publix, get some food, shower, eat in front of the TV, do some homework, and I go to bed early because I don't stay up too late anymore. Yeah.
How does your typical or ideal weekend look like?
If it's the weekend, I do go to the gym as early as possible. If it's not a rest day, same thing. Like, I make breakfast, go to the gym, come back, shower. I go shopping sometimes. I play video games. I play with my boyfriend, watch TV. I tend to do most of my homework on the weekends because during the week I'm so tired. Yeah. It sounds boring, but I'm having a good time.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your future plans. So what are your future goals?
Honestly, I'm really young, but a part of me is so ready to settle down. Like, I want a house. I want a steady job. Like, I still want to travel and do all those things, but a part of me needs something stable because I feel like I haven't been stable in so long. So, yeah, stability. That's really what I want in my future.
Okay. So what are your biggest personal challenges?
Well, this is a loaded one because I don't know who I am as a person yet. I feel like I haven't figured myself out. And I know in the beginning you asked me about social media, but I deleted my social media like 2 days ago because I felt like I wasn't posting what I wanted and how I wanted to represent myself. Like, I would post about, I do so many things that I just don't know what makes me me. I like labels. I like labeling myself and I still haven't found mine. So that's my biggest challenge, is to figure out what I want and how I want people to see me right now. And it's not being so hard on myself. I need to be more patient. Yeah, I'm not very patient at all.
I can relate to that also. Yes, and like I can also relate with the idea of like so many labels, and like I don't think that there is one label that will fit anyone. So it's like, yeah. It's very difficult to put people in categories. So it's like every day what you feel like doing that day.
I know, it's just, I see it working for other people and I want it to work for me. Like, there are people who just do all their social media on fitness. But I can't post all the kinds of fitness I want to post because I want to post my body changing over time. And I can't wear full clothes without showing how my body is changing. And it's not like, it's tasteful. It's not like I'm going crazy and showing myself, but I always am afraid of getting judged because I'm showing my transformation. Then I'm showing my quads or my stomach and stuff like that. And I also worry about the job I'm in. And well, what if like people find my Instagram and they're like, this is your mayor, like, she's fit. I don't know, like, I worry about that stuff, and I feel like sometimes I can't be myself. I have to hide certain things about myself because of how society sees it.
Yeah, it's difficult, but you have to find a good balance for that, and at the same time, where you are, that's who you are. Like, you are the person that is in each of those different places, so you're the same person that is going to work, and you're the same person that is going to the gym. If someone sees you, like, they will still see you.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to try to over things. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, I would like to be married.
Is your boyfriend there?
he's in the bedroom. Maybe married. I don't know. I am 22, going to be 23. He's 24. Or 23 now, I'm going to be 24. So, yeah. I feel like I would like to have a home by then. And I would like to have everything figured out. I'd like to have a full-time job. And if it's not a full-time job, just at least a job that keeps me where I want to be. I like to go with the flow.
Fabiana, remember me, Ingrid Arguelles, and I'm a realtor with Premier Plus Realty. So I will be happy to help you find a home.
Thanks.
Do you have any recommendations or tips that you want to share to our listeners? And our listeners are basically anyone living in Southwest Florida. So it can be someone like coming to FGCU or someone who is moving to Southwest Florida. So any tips?
Well, if you're someone from South of Florida, wear sunscreen. I'm someone who's afraid of aging. Like, I have forehead lines. I don't mind my frown lines, but I don't want to get the lines when you like look up, like look startled. And I know that aging happens a lot quicker if you don't wear sunscreen. So I try to wear sunscreen. I have like a drawer full of sunscreen little things. If you're an FGCU student, and this is coming from someone that made a big part of their life as to be a student. Like the moment I graduated, I didn't know who I was because that part of me was taken away. Like I graduated, I left it. I was that student. I was that influencer. I was that person. Don't make school your personality. Don't make school a big part of you. Get good grades. Work hard. I mean, if you're paying for it, like if you're going to pay for your phone, you don't want a used phone. You want a new, good phone. Just how you pay for your classes, you don't want a C, you want an A. So don't make it a big part of your life, but don't settle for less when it comes to school, because I made that mistake of making it a big part of my life.
That's excellent advice, and I'm sure that students who are graduating this semester are relating to that, like what is going to happen after, and like they are losing a part of them, and in this case without even having closure because again of the COVID-19. Do you have other kinds of recommendations, things to do?
Yeah, like places to go, places to eat, stuff like that. Ginza is amazing. I love Ginza. I think it's like $13 for all you can eat sushi, hibachi, and ice cream. I'm going dairy-free, but still, it's amazing. My boyfriend takes me there anytime he can. I love Millennial Brewing. It's one of my favorite places to go and drink beer and go to events. During last October, I went to Oktoberfest 3 days in a row there, and it was a great time. Got to meet the mayor and everything. Green Bites Go is a vegan like pastry, like local pastry shop, and they're amazing. They deliver right to your door and it's vegan and it's super delicious. And the last one I would suggest is Shift Coffee Bar. Their coffee is amazing. I've even put their coffee in my protein shakes and it tastes so good, and they don't use dairy.
Oh, excellent. So, those are great, like great places to try. I haven't been to a few of the ones that you described. So we can ask our listeners that if they go to give us also their reviews, like what they try and how they like it.
No, the owners are amazing. I know the owner from Chef Coffee Bar. I play video games. I go live on Twitch, and he donated money to my Twitch. They're just like like supporting each other. So if you know the owners, like they're really chill and they'll support you in any way. And I know that Green Bites Go will add extra cookies in my orders for me as well, so that's cool.
Excellent. I will share those in the notes, like the information from the restaurants and their like social media and addresses in the website, so that our listeners can enjoy them too, can try them.
Oh, and Green Bites Go is Hispanic owned.
So. Oh, excellent.
Yes,
that's really cool. So please share with us any last thoughts or positive messages that you want to share.
I guess so easy stuff, like don't believe anything you hear online. Just because I'm happy here doesn't mean I'm the happiest person in the world. A lot of people are shocked when they see that I'm sad, depressed, or anxious. It's like, well, we're only showing the best parts of ourselves out there. And one last thing is something I tell myself, it's like every day counts, no matter what. Like with school, every day counts. Like keep striving for a better grade, or every day counts if you're trying to better your body, or every day counts if you're trying to get that raise. Like, I'll just always work for something better. And if you can't do it today, do it tomorrow. But don't do it the day after tomorrow. Make sure it's tomorrow.
Excellent. That's a really great advice. Like, to be like consistent and also to
try. Yes. Be consistent, but be strict with your consistency. Be disciplined.
Discipline, excellent. We all need that discipline with us. So these are our closing questions. Favorite ice cream? Everyone has a favorite ice cream.
Okay. Well, right now, my favorite ice cream, since I'm going dairy-free, is the So Good Coconut Milk and Vanilla Bean. It tastes like cocosete from Venezuela. It's cocosete is like this wafer coconut, and it tastes just like it. It brings me home all the time.
That's really sweet. Do you buy it somewhere, or do you make it yourself at home?
No, you. It's called, the brand is called So Good.
Oh, the brand is called So Good. I understood that. Okay.
Yeah, you can get it at Publix, Target, just about anywhere.
I will look for that one. Lastly, where can our listeners connect with you online?
So right now, the listeners can connect with me maybe on YouTube, because my YouTube will always be up. That's a place where you can see me grow, because I have videos from me as a freshman and videos I make now. So you can see me as a young college freshman making college her personality, and then going through some hardships. If it's okay me like saying it and trigger warning, like me going through an assault twice. So telling my story and then showing parts of my fitness. And you're just gonna see me kind of grow over time, because I did delete my social media. I'm currently working on a project. So if you see me on social media, it might not be me, but it could be me. Let's just say that.
If you want to say something else for this podcast, feel free, but it's up to you.
No, yeah. I mean, it happened. It's a shame it happened. And it's a shame that men take advantage of you. And it's not like, I like to show my body. I feel good. I feel sexy. And when I go to the gym, I like to wear whatever I want, because that's another thing for the gym, is a suggestion to people. It's dress for the best. Like if you look in the mirror and you feel good, your workout's going to be good. You're like, wow, I look amazing. My workout's amazing. I'm doing well. And that's how I like to dress. I like to feel amazing at all times. But these were times where I was fully covered. I wasn't showing myself. So I don't believe in the whole idea of like, well, it wouldn't have happened if you were wearing more and stuff like that. And even in the gym, I get stared at all the time. And I know I look good, and my mom tells me, it's like, well, it's because you look good. And it's like, I know, but after the assault happened, it's just harder for me to do it. But I've learned a great tool to fight it. When people are staring at you and they're making you feel uncomfortable, just stare back. Don't look away. Just stare back and make them uncomfortable. They have a problem. And they come up to you and they're like, why are you staring at me? And I'm like, well, why are you staring at me? You don't like it? Don't do it.
Fabiana, I want to praise you because we're so courageous, like so brave. Those are things that like all our listeners, again, who are going to listen to this podcast, they may find that piece of courage that you gave them useful for them, especially if they're feeling the same way that you are.
It'll feel uncomfortable when you're staring back, but I've practiced it over time. And I've noticed I'll be staring at someone who's staring at me and I'll look away. But don't look away with them. Just keep staring, because they'll look back. And when they look back, then you'll make them feel uncomfortable and they won't look at you again in the gym. So just if you're in the gym and feel uncomfortable because people are staring, just stare back.
Thank you for giving that.
This episode was produced and edited by Ingrid F. Argüelles with the assistance of our intern, Jade Dupuy. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share this podcast with all your friends. If you would like to be invited to be interviewed in this podcast, please contact me. If you were a former student of mine or a classmate, please reach out. I would love to catch up and know how you're doing. Remember, el sol brilla para todos, which means the sun shines for everyone. Spread the sunshine!